Before we go further, Baruch Hashem, Ein Simcha Kataras HaSfeikis, one of the Ha'oris we asked yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I found the G'dayli Achayinim speak about it. We had learned yesterday that Taisva says that if there is a Gag that the Gag is boilet over the Mechitzis, so according to Rav, it will be also to be metaltal on the Gag, Kichol ha-Gag nifratz b'milu'e le-kalmeles la'oysa blita ha-boiletes l'shusara. So Taisa says it is also to be metaltal on the whole Gag, because it's poritz b'milu'e to a-kalmeles. La'oysa blita ha-boiletes l'shusara. The Magnavrom is medayik. The Magnavrom in Shinai and Dalet is medayik from this Taisvis, that Taisvis is speaking about that the blita over the Rishus HaRabim is Dalet Tvochem, so that area has a Teiris Kamalis, so therefore the rest of the Gag is also to be metaltal because it's Porus B'miluoi L'mokim Ha'osa. So yesterday we said over the Marsha's Kasha, the Marsha asks, why does Taisvis have to say that the whole Gag is also because it's poritz b'milui l'mokim ha'osa? If we hold a mechitza she'ein nikeres, doesn't have a teres mechitza, so memele, so the whole Gag doesn't have mechitza, so the whole Gag is a kamelis because it doesn't have any mechitzas. The Marsha answers that b'mokim mechitzas habayis, it has a rishus hayochid because there's no gdi and boikim boy. Yesterday we did not understand the Marsha, the Kabbonis HaMarsha. Is Baruch Hashem, I found we are not Yechidim and not understanding the Marsha. A lot of people didn't understand the Marsha. The Avnei Nezer brings an Oila Shabbos. The Chazanish did not understand the Marsha. There's a, who else didn't understand the Marsha? The Beis Meir didn't understand the Marsha. I am Marsha Shadochak. So Baruch Hashem, we are in good company. Pshat in the Marsha, I found the Avnei Nezer wants to say in a tshuva, the Avnei Nezer is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sivkot and Dalet, and in Simen Ein Reish Bey, Sivkot and Dalet, Hebov Zayin Dei, is Marech. So Avnei Nezer says that the Shittas HaMarsha is the Marsha holds that is Chelek on Rashi. Rashi says Keseder in our sugya and in many other places that an omud that is gavoya yud baruch of dalad is a rishus hayochid because you say good asik mechitza. That is shitas Rashi. There's a Rashba in Shabbos. The Rashba in Shabbos says that an omud that is gavoya yud baruch of dalad, so the karkois ha omud, the top of the pnei ha omud, the top of the omud is a rishus hayochid, but the avir on top of the omud is not considered aver rishus hayochid. Zokte Avnei Nezer. So we see from the Marsha did not learn like the Rashba did not learn like Rashi. Because if you say that the reason the top of the omud is a rishus hayochid because of good asik, so the aver is also aver rishus hayochid because it's mukiv mechitzes. So al kochoch the Rashba learned a different lomdus, and this lomdus is brought down in a Meiri in Sukkah. Rab Chaim also mentions this svore, that there's a new svore, that an omud that is moved all from the Hiluch HaRabim has a din rishus hayochid mitzad atzmoy. Could be the way the Marsha says, because there's no gdi and boikim boy. So this area without a halacha of good asik has a teires rishus hayochid. So memela, that was the kavonas HaMarsha. The Marsha meant that on something that is, if you have a dover autumn that's rochav dalet and gavoya yud, that is a teres rishus hayochid without hilchus mechitzes. So memela, so the Marsha says that's why Taisvis held that the only reason we can answer the gag is because it's poritz b'milui l'mokim ha'osalei. That is how the Avnei Nezer wants to say pshat in the Marsha. And the etzim pshat in Taisvis not learning like the Masha, there are two other Mahalchim how to learn Pshat and Tosfos. The Evan Hoizel and the Yad Ephraim learn Pshat and Tosfos as follows. That Tosfos is speaking about that the bias had three mechitzes, and the Gag was boiled over the fourth mechitze. But it had three mechitzes nikares. It wasn't a Gag that was boiled on all four sides. The Gag was only boiled on one side. On the three other sides of the bias, so you had mechitzes nikares. So memele, till the blita, you have three mechitzes. It makes it a rishus hayochid min ha-teire. The whole reason there's something wrong because it's poritz b'miluoy to that mokim that has a teiris kamulus. That's how the Yad Ephraim and Evan Oizel want to say pshat in Tosfos. There's a third mahalach in Tosfos, and this the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simen Shimem Hay says that what on top of the bias till the gag is a rishus hayochid, that is because of the halacha rishus hayochid oila adla rakia. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says amayradik alomdis. He says, why by an omud do you need good asik to make the top of the omud a rishus hayochid? Is because underneath the omud you don't have a rishus hayochid. You have a dover otum. So you want to create a rishus hayochid, then you need mechitzes. Zokte Shulchan Aruch Harav, what if you have a house on the bottom? The house is an emes rishus hayochid. So then you don't need mechitzes. Now you have a loche rishus hayochid oila adla rikia. So on mechitzes, on good asik, on anything, it is a rishus hayochid. And our sugya, we need mechitzes because we have a problem, because the gagas are perutzim zelozeh. So then there's a bezundere parsha. So that's why we need a mechitz of good asik. But you don't need a mechitz of good asik to make it a reshus hayochid. A reshus hayochid, it is al saloch of reshus hayochid oilad l'rikiyah. So therefore, in order to, the Tosfos here to say a cheshbon, that the whole gag is also, so the only reason Tosfos say, because it's poritz b'milui to the chelik that's jutting out, and that is a teiris kamalus. Agav uche, the achronim also say, that Rashi does not hold like that, because Tosfos brings down a Rashi, the Rashi pirish nami lekamon, the gag godel asomach lekotin gabi machotze de minkere mechitzes le gag boilet chutzalem the loy minkere. Rashi says if you have a bias and on top of the bias it's not nike mechitzes loy oma godasik the godel nami also she'ein loy shum mechitze b'chol she'ein loy mechitze ein ei rishus hayochid. So Rashi says, Pshat, if it's like minkere mechitzis, it is not a reshus hayochid, period. So that means, in other words, that what Tosfos said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings it up to Shitas, that what Tosfos said, that one is not permitted to be metaltal on the whole gag, because it's poritz b'milui, that's what Tosfos held. We have one of three ways how to explain Tosfos. But Rashi says, klar, if it's not minkere mechitzes, so it's not a reshus hayochid, period, on the halacha of poritz b'miluai l'mokim osa. That is three eifanim how to say pshat and tosfos. I also saw an Avnei Nezer, the kasha bothered me, but I didn't know what the teretz was. But I saw that someone asked Avnei Nezer the kasha, and he says a beautiful teretz. We had learned a Rashi. Rashi says that Abaye told Rav Yosef that from you we heard that Shmuel holds that a mechitze she'ena nikeres you say good asik. Where did we hear this from you? Because you said that a gag cotton that it's poritz b'milui to a gag godel, when is one not permitted to be metaltal in the gag cotton, dafke if there are diyorim that are living on top of, that are using the gages, so then we cannot say good asik, because it's a mechitza hanidreses. Because it is a mechitza hanidreses, and a mechitza hanidreses does not have a teures mechitza. weißt doch heus, if on the chesoren of mechitza nedreses, weißt doch heus, if there wouldn't be the yoyrin, then you'll say gurasik, even though it's not a mechitza nikeres. So that was the raya from Abaye, that Shmuel holds, said of a member of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, that Shmuel holds, that mechitza sheini nikeres, you say gurasik. So Rashi said, how do we know that it's speaking about that it's mechuba? The lav the mechuborim hein ein drisa mizel is that, because if they wouldn't be close together, so you can't step from one gag to another gag. So kochach, it's close together. So if it's close together, so it's a mechitza shein in ikeres. So why do you need the lomdes of mechitza on the dresses? I stachoi, that mechitza shein in ikeres, you say gurasik. That was the hemshech of the Gemara. So I didn't understand Balabatish, L'chayre, it's possible that a little bit far away, it's called a mechitza anikeres, you can see the mechitza, and it's still nidreses, it's still called nidreses. So someone asked Avnei Nezan, Simon Einreich, Beis Diskashe, but he asked with a makar, he says, till Dalet Ochim, that's called just like a charitz beitu chatzeres is ma'alvin echot, v'loi ma'alvin shnayim, if it's less than Dalet Ochim, we can step over it. So it could be there's less than dalet fochim between the two batim. It's called a mechitza nikeres. Va'afal pikein, it's called a mechitza nidreses. It's yechaylon lefsoye ben zulezu. That someone asked Avnei Nezer. So let us hear how Avnei Nezer for emphasis discussion. Go'inis. So Avnei Nezer says like this. Avnei Nezer says that these, if you have the two houses and there's less than dalet fochim between both houses, so he says, so each wall does not have a Torah's mechitza, because it is not makiv a rishus of dalet fochim. If you have the two walls and there's less than dalet fochim between them, so the outside of the wall does not have a Torah's mechitza, because there's less. We have keseda. Rashi told us that it only has a shem mechitza if it's makiv a cholol dalet. If it's makif less than a cholol dalet, it doesn't have a teiris mechitza. So he says, the person standing on top of the gag, he does not see a mechitza nikeres. He only sees that maybe in the inside it's nikeres, because on the inside it's makif the reshus inside. But on the outside, what he sees a mechitza sheina nikeres, because he sees one mechitza over here and the other mechitza close to it, and there's less then the cholol dalet between the two mechitzes. So what he sees is a mechitze she'eino nikeres. So memele, if there's dalet for him, then it would be a mechitza nikeres. So then it's not nidreses, because then it's difficult to walk. So you have to say it's less than dalet for him. If it's less than dalet for him, that is considered a mechitze she'eino nikeres. Now let us start from the Gemara. Omar Abaye, four lines from the bottom. Omar Abaye bono aliyah al gabe beisoy. A person went and built an aliyah al gabe beisoy. Va'osa lefoneho dake arbo, and he made a dake arbo huter bechol hagagin kulon. So this is picture 19 on page 195. He made an aliyah on his gag, and we're going pashut according to the Rabbonon, that each gag is a reshus b'fnei atzmoy, so he wouldn't be allowed to carry from his gag to the other gag. But if he made a daka bo tvochim, so then the halacha is huter b'chol agag in kulam. So let us see Rashi. Bona aliyah vehikiv kol gagoy. Mechitzos l'aliyah. He surrounded his complete gag with mechitzos to make an aliyah, a second floor. Then he made a dako pesach cotton posuach l'tzad agagim. Hutar bekulon. So this dako that he made was matter him in all the gagos. The goli daiti the komarsik behu. Why is he making a pesach to the other gagos? None of the other batim have this convenience. And he's making a Pesach to all the other gagos. So we see from his actions, which speak louder than words, the goli daita de komarzik bu, behem lo yikpidu, Lazeis came, Achlinu legabe. So they were meichel to him, since he has the most convenient access to the gagoy, and they don't have such an access, is Achlinu legabe, so he's mutter and all the gagim, and they're also in the gagim, is considered his rishus. Omarove, that's what Abayi said. Omarove, pa'omim shadaka le'isa. Sometimes the dake can create issa. Hey chidomi. What is the case that the dake creates issa? Da avide lahadi tarbitze de base. He made the dake that it did not open up to the other gagan. It opened up the tarbitze lahadi tarbitze de base to the garden of his house. The Oma Linituri Tarbitze Hu Da Avide. Now, it would, the Chazainish's Medayik from the Ritve, and it would be, the Ritve God is speaking in the Rach Shita, which we'll see in Taisvis, would be beautiful to say Pshat according to Rashi also. The Chazanish is Medak from the Ritva. L'chayre, we have here a picture 190, on page 196-23. We have here the Dake is facing the Tarbitze. Davidi lahadi Tarbitze de Beise, sheposach letzad ginosa. The Chazanish says that this gine was not on the ground. This gine was on top of the gag. It was a roof garden. He made the avide lahadi tarbitze de base. That means he made an aliyah, and he made a daka that opened up to the tarbitze. Now let us see what the chiddush is over here. Let us see Rashi. Pa'amim shahadaka leisa va'afilu l'Rav Meir the mashvi. Before we were saying about that afilu according to the rabbanu, we're going two extremes. The first case was, afilu according to the Rabbonah, that all the gagas are osir, but if he made a daka and the others don't have such a convenience, so it's considered that all the gagas are his and not theirs. That was according to the Rabbonah. Now we're going according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, that all gagas are reshus achas. Pa'omim shadaka le'isa. But if he made the daka in a different direction, so this will bring about isa. Vafilu l'Rav Meir the mashvi kol agagis v'shus achas also ben. That because of what he did, it will be also. The of the lahadi tarbitze, sheposach letzad ginosoi, he opened it up facing the gin, which was on the opposite side, umechitzo shel tzad agagin, and the mechitzet facing the gagin, heiniach stuma. So he made that mechitza stuma. So this is, we see the mechitza stuma towards the gagel. So my mail of us is, L'neturei tarbitze avide, v'silek atzmoi min hagagel. So there are two nekudas over here. One nekuda, the Ganyakiv explains, that be'emison, there'd be a svara to say that he's better off than all of the other gagel. Because if he wants to get to their gag, again, if we say the picture is that the gine is on top of the roof, so let us picture it that, well, the aliyah is half of the roof, then he has a gine, but when he'll leave his aliyah to go to the gine, he can go around and go to their gagin. So lemaise, between you and me, he's still better off than they are, without any daka whatsoever. In order for them to get up to the gagin, they have to take a ladder to get up to the gagin. He has a daka, God, it doesn't open up directly to their gagin. It opens up to his gine, but he has more access than they have to the gagin. So, l'chayre, there would be a svara to say, Rav is saying, I'm going to the Kiddush over here. There would be a svara to say that just like we said before, if the dak is facing their gag, some in Melef, I can't, he's the whole bailim on their gag, and they lost their bailis. I could say the same svara of him also. So Rav said, punkt, I can't. No, not only. not only doesn't he become a Bailim on their Gag, since the purpose of the Daka was for his Gina, you don't have the Mechila, you don't have anything, even though the Maisa, there's no Mechila over here, there's no, he wasn't Marzik in anything, because he made the Daka for his Gina. He didn't make, before there was a Lundus. He made a Daka open up to their Gag, and they saw it, and they were quiet, so Tzaraya, they were masking that he should have the first access to the Gag. But over here, he made a Daka to Linaturi Talbitza, he made a Daka to watch his Gina. But not only that, since so he's not better than them. But according to Rab Meir, so good. So all Ginis are considered, all Gagis are considered one big Rishus. So Rashi says, but since he was Soisim himself. That's the Rashi and the Pei Tesemut Beis. Dov Diladi Tabitsa Shaposach Tad Ginosi Umechitzet Shol Tzad HaGag Nirstume. So there's a steamer between him and the rest of the Gagin. So all the time there's a cloud called Hagagis Rishus Achas. But since he made a wall on the other side, which separates him from all the Gagis, so he's also on the other Gagis. So he becomes Mesulut from the rest of the Gagis. That is the Chiddush of Rava. Not only the Daka doesn't give him rights, but the Mechitza on the other side makes him Mesulut from all the other Gagis. There's a Meiridike Chazaynish that asks Akasha. He says he doesn't understand. According to Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds that all Gagis are called one Rishus. All Chatzeres are called one Rishus. Now, we learned in the beginning of Kol Gagis, what if you'll have two Chatzeres, and you'll have a Mechitza that's Mavdul Beinayim? So we learned that the Mechitza doesn't make it, the Mechitza Pilpa, you have to be metalful on the Mechitza, carry from the Chotzer, till the Mechitza, to the other Chotzer. But that's for sure that these two Chatzeres are one Rishus, even though there's a Mechitza Mavdul Beinayim. So the Kalim Sheshavsu Bechotzer, you'll have to take from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, even though there's a Mechitza that's Mavdul Beinayim. We hear this Gemara in the Pei Tesemut Aleph. Frektach HaZainisho, Kalim Sheshavsu Begag, Savos Geit Miron, that there's a Mechitza between him and all the other Gagois. A Mechitza macht es nicht ois ein Rishus, just like by a Chotzer doesn't make it ois ein Rishus. So who adin by a Gag? I thought perhaps we could differentiate. By a Chotzer take, Roiv Tashmishon Bechotzer, so a Mechitza was needed. That's the first Perek in Masechtas Baba Basra. That you have to have a Mechitza al Tezekriya. You need the Mechitza there to enable each one to do private things in his Chotzer. But that does not show that we're a Muvdul one from the other. The Mechitza we need could still be considered one Rishus. Could be other by a Gag if you put up a Mechitza in your Mavdul yourself between all the other Gagis. That shows that you are Misalik yourself. And I found later this Vasemis and Abtzadik mentions he also is Ma'orer this Taine, the Chazanish's Taine. He says, could be there's a difference between a Mechitza that's Mavdul between two Chetzeres and a Mechitza that's Mavdul between two Gagis. Now let us see Taisus. Zok Taisus. But also lefoneho dako dalit huta bechol hagagim. So the way we understood, Rashi said pshat in the Gemara, but Rashi said pshat that a daka is a pesach. So we understood what's called huta. Lefi mashe meforish bekeitzad ma'abrim the daka hu mechitze. Now Taisus is in hot water. Taisus learns that a daka is an obstacle. A daka is not a pesach. A dak is an obstacle. So how do we understand this Gemara? That the Gemara says that by making a dak, huta bechol hagagim. By making an obstacle between him and the other gagim, he becomes mutter and all the gagim. That's a problem. Lefi mashe meforish bekeitzad ma'abrim. The dak hi mechitze meforish rihocha. So the Ri says pshat. When he built an aliyah, for awesome mechitza calls soviv gaga, and he made a mechitza surrounding his gaga. ופיסחול לצד הגגן, and he made a Pesach facing the other gagan. ואוסו לפני הפסח דקה דלת, and in front of the Pesach he made a דקה דלת. Let us see picture 20. That's what he did, he made a דקה דלת. אוס אבי תשמיש קבוע, then it's considered a תשמיש קבוע. אבל בלוי דקה יורי להשתמש שם תשמיש קבוע, מפני בני גגן אחר. So we have to understand what's pshat in Tosfos. First of all, what is Tosfos saying? That now it's a tashmish kavua. And number two, and how does the daka make it a tashmish kavua? The Chazon Ish wants to say pshat, even though the lashon of Tosfos is not so mashma like this. The Chazon Ish wants to say pshat that be'emison the tzir of the ri is like picture 21. It wasn't really a Pesach, it was porutz b'miluoy to the other gag. It was porutz b'miluoy to the other gag. So now, this person wanted to ensure that he won't be interrupted in his tashmish by the other gagin. Like this is one long, straight area of gagin. You have 20 gagin at the same level. So it's all one happy family. People want medayik to look, I'm on your gag, I'm on my gag. If I can't, it's mechitza shein in the chorus, it's all one big gag. So in order to ensure that he should be able to do his shimush without being gestert by the other bnei agag, so he put this daka over here. He put this daka to show atkan. Now what did he accomplish by this daka? He accomplished a lot. He accomplished that now I can do whatever I want and I won't be gestert. So now, if will be done, who has a greater tashmish? Him or the other bnei agag? He has a greater tashmish. Vaketh, he has walls and a daka, so he has a tashmish kavua. So since he has a tashmish kavua here, and the others don't have a tashmish kavua, so memele, so he becomes the bailim on all the gagis. Just like we had before, if one person put a sulam kavua, to a sulam kavua to his gag, and the others don't have a sulam kavua. So we say that all the gagos are miyuchis to him. He's the greater mishtamishi. He's the one that has the greater access to the gag than everyone else. So the same thing, if he has a tashmish kavua, so all the other gagos are his. Uta b'chol hagag. That's how the Ri learned pshat. V'koshe, frektach Tosfos, the beloy dakenami omalel. Why do you need a daka? We learned in picture 17 on 194. If the gadol has a mechitza ruya ledira, and the katan doesn't have a mechitza ruya ledira, so since he has greater schusay shimush than the cotton, so we say that the cotton, he is chusay shimush in the cotton. He's permitted to be mishtamish in the cotton. Frektach Tosfos, what need a daka? He has three walls, and the others have nothing. So this is mamish, the case of picture 17. So why do you need a daka for velcha gutiyot? That is Tosfos kasha on the ri. The beloy daka nami yomel eldim yesh mechitza ruya ladir ala godol. So that's Akasha Andri. Rabbeinu Chananel Goras Hutru Kol Hagagim. Now that's what happens when you add a vav and take away a base. Then you have a different story in Gans. We have the Girsa Hutar Bechol Hagagim. Because of his dake, his mutter in all the Gagim. And the Rach added a vav and took away the beis, and who threw kol hagagim? Because of his dake, all the gagim are mutter. Now what happened? Perish. So the Rabbeinu Chananel said like this. Im irvu shar hagagim. All the other gagim, besides him, made an eruv between themselves. Vizeh loy ire vimom. And he wasn't ma'arev with them. So he, in all the gagan, it's poritz b'miluoy to him, and he wasn't ma'arev with them. So without a daka, they were ungehakt the tzoris because he wasn't ma'ar. But what if he'll make a daka? Now let's look at picture 21. Let's say he's gonna go and make a daka. Einoy oisar aleyem, the kivin da osa daka, silik atmoy mayem. He was mesalik himself from them. So now Tosfos had a kasha. Tosfos had a kasha. If we will say the story is like picture 20, if the story is like picture 20, so why do you need a daka? There's a Pesach b'teirim, it's just like two chatzeres, that there's a Pesach b'neim, and one doesn't ask on the other. So therefore, Tosfos had to say that it's speaking about like picture 21. It's speaking about picture 21, that it's poretz b'miluoi to all the other gagim. So now we should ask her. Betzorich loy mele perushay de letzada gagenu poritz b'milua. You have to say it's poritz b'milua. So memele, so now without any tikkun, he would aser on them. The far helft a dake. Frek the chazayni, she doesn't understand. Dake hin, dake her, frek the, but it's still poritz b'milua. Dake does not make it ois poritz b'milua. And that is the klal of ye silek atzmoy. See, the longness of silek atzmoy is, if I have drisus a regel by you, and I'll go and I'll put an obstacle in front of my Pesach, that shows I won't go out this way, I'll go out the other way. That's the longness of a daka. But here there's a new problem. There's a problem of poritz b'miluay. They're poritz to him. And he wasn't ma'arev with them. So the Chazanish asks, how does a daka help? Okay, let's go weiter. Oy, a second mahalach Tosfos says, ayaliyah eina elo b'chatzi hagak. That's picture 22. That he made an aliyah b'chatzi hagag. So memele, he made an aliyah b'chatzi hagag, so now it's very good. So what did he accomplish by making, he made an aliyah b'chatzi hagag? So if he would have drisus haregel on the other half of his gag, so then that would aser on them, because the other half of his gag is poritz b'miluay to that half. But by putting a dak in front of his Pesach, so he's showing, I'm not gonna go out, I'm not using this half of the gag. So Memele is misalik himself of this half of the gag. So Memele, so it doesn't ask, so that's the second malach. Yeah. But so, Lemel Perushe, the Litzad, Agag, and Pot, Mului, Ayalia, Ein, Ela, Berzi, Agag. Shimo, Yokol, Agag, Mukif, Mechitze, Beloy, Dakim. Shimoya call a gag mukif mechitza. The whole gag was mukif mechitza with a Pesach, but loy dakenami loy hoyoyis. Period. The loshen ta'omim shehadake le'isel tzorech liyashe. The adake ene oise loy isel v'loy heta. Now to understand what Tosfos is asking on the Rach, so we have to understand how the Rach leim pshat in the memra of Rav. So we mentioned before the Chazanish says pshat that according to the Talbitza was on the other side. The Talbitza was on the other side. He was not ma'arev with them, and he made a so the case is as follows. Let me tell you over the Loshen of Chazanish. The Nish says as follows. The Ayri betalbitza al hagag. Vuhu hoylech. But again, like we have in picture 23 on 196, but not the way the Peirush Chai drew the picture, we have to imagine that the talbitza is on the roof. And there was a Pesach, we're not up to the daka yet, and he made a Pesach to the talbitza. So Ayri betarbitza alagag, vuhu oilech mipischoi derech tarbitza legagoyseim. He goes derech tarbitza legagoyseim. He goes on their gagis. Vaoso dake, and then he made a dake, so he has an access to their gagis. Vaoso dake, hainu mechitza gavoya dalet vochim. Lifnei ha-talbitze, in front of the talbitze, u'bozeh hichpid ha-lichosoi k'tzas. So now, for him to go to their gagas, it's a little difficult. because there's a daka, there's a mechitze in front of the talbitze. So just like we said, the other way around, just like we said in picture 22, when he made the daka on the other side, we say that shows from him that he's misalik himself from the rest of the gag. So l'chayre here, since he made a daka lifnei atalbitza, I should also say the same thing. So I say no, the ein hadaka raya l'siluk, that what he made a daka is not because he wants to be misalik himself from the rest of the dag, elo l'nture talbitza. The purpose of the daka is als teshmir of his talbitza. So even though this daka also accomplishes that it is more difficult from him to go out to their gagas, but it is not a raya that he's misalik himself from the other direction, because the purpose of the daka was l'neture talbitze. So therefore, they'll be osa. So that is pshat and rov. So rov said, pa'omim shadaka le'isa, that the daka will bring isa, David al-Hadi Tabitze, if it's made in front of the Tabitze, the Omar, then we say that the purpose of the Daka is not to be Mesalik himself from the rest of the Gages, no Linturi Tabitze David. That was the purpose of the Daka. What is Taisvis Kasha? So Taisvis Kasha is Tzorich Liyashiv, the Daka in the Oysa Loisa Veloy Heta. That means the reason why they are Oysa is not because of the Daka. The reason they are also is because he wasn't ma'ariv with them. The daka doesn't help. So what is pshat in the Loshna Gemara? The pa'omim shahadaka le'iser. That's the daka makes the iser. The not being ma'ariv with the other b'nei hagagis makes the iser. That is Taisus Kasha and Rabbeinu Chananu. So Taisus Kasha, the Rishonim answer, the le'iser hainu, that with this daka, they still remain osa. That means the daka, before we said that the daka, if it's put in the other direction, can create heter. Here, with the daka, they are still osa. Zog the Gemara weiter, and av tzadik olav amad alav. Boy, Rami bar Chome. Rami bar Chome, Claire da Shaila. Shtei amois begag. Ushtei amois ba'omud. Now, let us look at picture 25. And let us study the picture for 1 minute. No, 25. 20 amos begag. Yeah, I'm sorry. 24. Ushtei amos begag, ushtei amos ba'omud. Yeah. So let us study the picture. Studying the picture, we see two things. Looking at, we have here a house. And then we have an omud, which is the height of the house, and we're clearing a shaila, can one be metalto from the house to the omud? And studying the house, we see as follows. The house, there's more than one diorim in the house, there are two doors there in the house. So kaponim, it's cholot b'diorim. You don't have a mechitze anikeres between the two tiris. So Mamela, according to Rav, the top of the house is the top of the house, since we have two tiris on the top of the house. So each one, in Rav holds, you don't say good asik mechitze. So Mamela, so the top of the house is only mutal letaltal daladamas. The top of the house is mutal letaltal only daladamas. So now the Gemara klar da shaila, in the oimik of the shailas we will not have now, we will have it soon. But the Gemara klar da shaila is, if he has a heter of daladamas, is he permitted to be metaltal, a chayfetz, two amis on his gag, and two amis to the omud? That was the shaila, and let's not get into the oimik shaila, but that was the shaila. Boy Rami Bachomish, Tei Amis Bigag, Ushtei Amis Baomid Mal. Let us see Rashi. Beis Amis Bigag Zem. Kerav Svirale. Rami Bachoma holds like Rav. The Omar Gag Shebein Hagagin. Ein Metaltum Boy Elo Bedalit. The Osri Adot. So really the picture is not so good, because we should have a mechitza shein in ikeres, but al kaponim, that is the case. It's a gag ben a gagin. And aim it altum boy ella daladamis, because it's poritz b'milui l'mokimos. Mahu letaltel me'achaslem, is he allowed to, so this gag, that only, he can only be metaltel in this gag gufe daladamis. Less than daladamis. Mahu letaltel me'achaslem la'omu ta'imit b'shusaramim samach lo'i gavoy yud v'rochem dalt. Is he permitted, yes, head of daladamis, he's permitted to be metaltel from the top of his gag to the omu. We don't know what the shaila is. That was the shaila. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, before going into the lumdus of the shaila, it's no shaila. My kami boile, what is the shaila? Kalmulis ulishu sayochit kami boile. That, the shaila doesn't begin. Because the top of his gag is a kalmulis. Why is it a kalmulis? Since it's both the miluoi to the next gag. So he's only mutati metaltal daladamis. It doesn't have a din rishus ayocha. There's a din karmelis. That's also to be metaltal more than daladamis. So his gag is a karmelis. The omud is a rishus ayocha. So forget all omdish shaylis, but it's ichar osa because he's carrying from a karmelis to a rishus ayocha. Zukt Rashi. Karmelis mahu letaltal meyachs memlomad avishus rabbi samach loy gabo yud boch abdalu. So the Gemara said, "Kamus v'shusay yochid kamei boile." But me a klaimel pshita dosa. What the shaila? The gag kamalisu kidam rinin ein metalton boi ella bedalit. The amud v'shusay yochid. So there's no shaila. Yeah. And for the Gemara, yeah, that's right. The Rami bar Chama, this case is not the case of the shaila. You're right. The Rami bar Chama agav chufei loy ayin bo. That means he cleared along the shaila. He didn't clear that Lamais in this case it's no Shaila because the Omud is an emissary Shus Ayochid. The Gag is a Kalmelis, so there's no, he can't clear Lomdus over here. There's no Shaila whatsoever. Ella Ochi Kami Boile. The Shaila which he did ask, what he wanted to ask, was a Lomdus Shaila. What is the Lomdus Shaila? Beis Amois Begag, u Beis Amois Ba'achsadra. Now let's look at picture 25. 25, we have here a gag ben a gag. That's the middle gag. So this gag has a teiris kamelis. Now, next to the gag, we have the roof of a nachsadre, which we will see in Rashi, for more reasons than one, also has a teiris achsadre. Also has a teiris kamelis. So memele, his gag is a kamelis. The gag of the achsadre is a kamelis. Now the shaila is he permitted to carry from his gag to the gag of the kamelis? And the tzodeya shaila we'll see soon. Even though it's a kamelis, but until daladamis you have, so the shaila is he allowed to take from his gag to the gag of the achsadra? Zokt Rashi. V'romi bar chom agav chufei, ha'shas komi. V'romi bar chom enami vadi loy boy leilam miviyochi. He shouldn't have cleared such a shaila. When he cleared the shaila, he didn't look in the pratim to see that the way he cleared the shaila wasn't a shaila. But the shaila was in such a case. Beis amois begag shebein hagag. We have a gag ben hagag. Ubeis amois bach sadre shel bailam acherim. Now he is a achsadre shel bailam acherim. Al gabi tikra shel achsadra, on top of the roof of the achsadra, yoyser mi beis osayin. There's more than beis osayin. Ve'ein lo mechitze. And Rashi says, ve'ein lo mechitze, the Rishash wants to say, oy ein lo mechitze. That means two reasons why the top of the achsadra is a kamelis. Either because it's more than a beis osayin, or it doesn't have mechitzes on the bottom. We can't say pitikre by the achsadr that they meyered v'soysim. David, we said it doesn't have a mechitze, ki erzila b'shipua ki gagin shalom. It's speaking about, you can't say pitikre because it is going on a slant. Chedamoron b'isin pasen. That avide ki erzila, you don't say pitikre, this is Rashi Shita. Da ashtahavi lo nami kamulis. So now both are kamulis. So now, looking at it, mitzad hilchis kamalis, so you're allowed to be metaltal, less the $2 damas in a kamalis. So ma'le taltal mizelozeh, are you permitted to be metaltal mizelozeh? What are the tzodei ashaylin? So let us see the Gemara. Ma'le, mi amrinon, do we say, given the loy haichos, iladire, v'laichos, iladire, the first loy haichos iladira is a little problematic, but let us go a little further. Since the second one is not chos iladira, nachsadr is not chos iladira, chod reshusahi, so we consider it one reshus. I do make even the migag legag oser, migag lachsadr nami oser. Let us see Rashi. So the shayl is chod reshusahu. Is it considered one reshus? So Rashi. The gag of the achsadr, the gag in the hoslam, ikidiyoyrin lemato bishnei. Over there, by the two gagois, you have different diyoyrim in each bias. V'yesh loymer, so one can say, esvorek hashem, shiyesh chilek rishus lemato bebatim. Just like there's a chilek rishus lemato bebatim, kach yesh chilek lemailo. So memeila, we say the lamaila is an extension of the lamato. So just like lamato, there's a chiluk rishus. So that continues lamaila. The chiluk lamato solik vozaleil. The chiluk lamato, the different rishus is lamato goes up. So we say the gages are also considered different rishus. Avo bachsadre, there's no diyorim in bachsadre. No one lives there. Not even roile dire, doesn't have mechitzes. So memeila, here there's no chilek rishuyos. That means if we're comparing the gag achsadro with the gag habayis, we can say that just like there's chilek diyorim lamato, it's cholok milamaila. There's no chilek diyorim lamato in the achsadro. So memeila, so could be the one rishus. Oidilme. That's one side. According to this side, it'll be mutter. Oidilme, even the migag legag also. Tamayu de rabbonu mishum de kopti yashini bailemu. That's the reason. Not because you say, kishem shesh chilek rishus lamato, the chilek rishus lamato makes it a different rishus lamailo. No, de kopti yashini bailemu. This gag, forget about the lamato. It's two rishus out to lamailo mitzadatzmoy. This gag belongs to Yankel, this gag belongs to Begel, the two rishus on the lamato. That's the svar of the Chachamim. Each one is a besunder reshus. So memeile, so who are the nachsadre? The nachsadre also is called to reshuye. Damai de rabbonim ishim de kov de yashini bailamu, and we got the nachsadre name. That was the lomdish shayle of Rami Balchome. He really wanted to clear the same shayla with an omud and a bayis also. It was the same shayla, because there was also no diyorim by an omud. But the Gemara chaptim rabid by an omud is a different problem, because an omud is a shusayochin, and the gag is a kalmud. But that was the yisod of Rami Bar Chomish shayla. What makes it to rishuyos? The diyorim bilamata makes it to rishuyos? Or the be'etzim that is a shini bayla makes it to rishuyos? That was Rami shayla. Boy, Rav Bibi Barabaye, now Rav Bibi Barabaye, clear the shayle, base ameis begag, base ameis bechudem. Let us look at picture 27. Picture 27, we have here a gag, we have next to the gag, we have a chudem. So now, he also cleared the same shayle, you're allowed to be metalto, we'll see, you're allowed to be metalto from the gag, to the other gag of the chuba, to the inside of the chuba, we'll see in Tosfos. So let's talk about the gag of the chuba, so we won't get confused. So he permitted to carry from his gag to the gag of the chuba. Boy, Rabbi Barabai Bezamis, begag Bezamis, bechubit. Both of them are kalmulis. So are you allowed to be metalta from one to the other? Mahu. Omar Rav Kahane, Lav Hainu the Rami Bachoma. That was Rami Bachoma Shaila. We just had the Shaila. What makes it to Rishuyos? If the Diyorim makes it, here is no Diyorim. If you look at the Bailim, it is a Bailim. Yeah. אמר רב כהנה, לאו היינו דרמי בחומה, אמר רבי ברבייה, וכמי אחר עשוי ונעצוי, he says, you think I'm going to take Yenim Shtik Teire and make a Shaila with it? I'm going to make a Psa-Krigerai with it? I'm not clearing his Shaila. I'm clearing a different Shaila. Why is my Shaila different than his Shaila? Because my Shaila is Ach Sadre Loi Chozir Ledire. Ach Sadre is Loi Chozir Ledire. V'chube Chozir Ledire. Achube is Chozir Ledire. So Chube is worse than Ach Sadre. Achube, Ach Sadre is not even Chozir Ledire. Achube is Chozir Ledire. As she says, you just need a little patches and you can fix it up already. Frekte Gemore, v'chimeachet de Chozir Ledire by Kamei Boile. It's a man of shah. Vromi bachom aklar the shayla for the loy chozil adirat shabiyosa. So what's your shayla? If it's chozil adirat shabiyosa, avad gibis, if it is osa. So yos is avad gibis osa. So he told him, no, im tim tzaloy mekom. No, I'm klang a shayla. Im tim tzaloy mach sadra loy chozil adirat. That's my shayla. If you'll be poishet vromi bachom eso, and you'll say by ach sadra it's mutter, because it's loy chozil adirat, and there's no dioirim lemato. So good, that's ach sadra. So if you tell me that Achsadre is mutter, I'm not finished yet. So then I'll clear a shayla. Or maybe Chube is also. Chube, even though there's no Diyorim bepoil, but it's a step close to Diyorim, it's Chazi Ledire. Oy Dilma hashti mi lesbo Diyorim. But maybe, no. Maybe since there's no Diyorim bepoil, so it's not better than an Achsadre. Take. That was the shayla of the Gemara. זאת רשי. בחור בשלח העירם, ופרוצה לשוסר רב, תא ונמי קאומלס, כי גג בין הגגים, this is also a קאומלס, כי גג בין הגגים. לאו היינו דרומי, מה בין חור בלח סדרם? מה זה זאת אומרת? עשוי ונעצוי מפי אחר בוסי וחילקתי בשיילה ששול האחר בוסי לקנת בדמיה. I said over, I'm saying over his שיילה, just making with a different seer. וכמו מה כמי בואי לי, הולי דומי לגג ועושה. אם תמצא לי מקומה. מה כמי בואי לי, הולי דומי, חייר הדומי שבי, הדומי לגג. הלוי דומי לגג ועושה. הלוי דומי לאחסדר. הלוי דומי לגג ועשר נשת. הלוי דומי לגג ועושה. אם תמצא לי מקומה, כלי מה. לא פשיט עלי רבי ותבחו וחוזי לדירה. לא פשיט עלי נעמי דבי כי אחסדר. דעדיף המיני פרוטה. ובו להויסב על שאלוסי של רומי בלחומה. הידי אם תמצא לי. מבורי כמי. אם פשיט עלי רומי בלחומה דשורי. דשורי, if we will say. That Rami Bachomer's case is poshut at its mutter. Hochemak. Hos mudach sadre lechozi midi ledire. Avochu bechozi ledire betikin mut. So memele. So this is. So this should be yosa. Aidulme maybe not. Since there's no diyorin. So it is mutter. Zog taisves. Talmeles urishus ayochid komi boile. Zog taisves. וכגוין שהעומד מופליג מן הגג דלת. So Taisva says that that was the Gemara that Tain and Rami Bachome, that the Omud is a Rishus HaYochid, and the Bayis is a Kamalit. So Taisva says this is only if the Omud is four Tvachim away from the Bayis. That's shot in the arrow of the four. The picture 24. What shot? So Taisis, because if the Omud is close, lay havi Omud Rishus Hayochid, the Nifrat b'miluay legak. If it's less than four tfochim away, so memele, so it's porots b'miluay to the gag, so it's also a kamalis. Avok shemuflik also. But it's muflik. So then it'll be also. So then it should be muta. Also then it's called, I'm taking from a kalmus to kalmus. Because the omud that is teich dalet
to the Gag is also a Kamus, because it's Parvus B'Milui. So you have to say that the Gemara is speaking about that the Omud is four Tvachim away. If I forgot about it, you asked the Kasha, so someone asks Amirdike Kasha and Taisvis. So what's the Gechepet Mitrami Bachome? Why do you have to say the Omud is four Tvachim away? And Mamela, he didn't have a Shaila because it's taken from a Kamalist to Rishus Ayochit, say the Omud is less than four Tvachim away. So it's a Kamalist to a Kamalist, and now he has his Lomdish Shaila. He has a Shaila. What makes it to Rishuyis? If the Yoyrim makes it to Rishuyis, the Omud doesn't have the Yoyrim. If Stama said that it's a different Rishus, it's also called a different Rishus. So why did we make Ashim Blot of Rami Bar Chome and say, Agavuche, Agavchufe, he has the Shaila. Someone asks this. And Tais Vistasach. Yeah, but Shemuf Lagos. Because it's Rishus Ayoch. Frektach Tais Vist. Now what is the problem? Why is it also Afar Gav the Derech Lamayla Meyesore Mishtamish Tabemokim Tzu? Frektach Tais Vist, if he's being metalto from on top of the Gak to on top of the Yomud, so it's he's being metalto Lamayla Meyut. So if it's Lamayla Meyut, so he's going from a Kamalis, through a mokim ptur, to a rishus ayochet. So what's my rash? Perektach tois lezavo gav de derech lamayla mi yasore mishtamish tava mokim ptur. Become a kemosa lahachlet. You're not allowed to go from a kamus to a mokim ptur, to a rishus ayochet. Vafilu man de shorilel. We learned before, one man yomah says the whole Yisar achlofe is only by rishuyes the eraise from a rishus ayochet, derech mokim ptur to a rishus arab. But from a Rishus Ayochid, I'm welcome to the Kamlis is Mutter. So Taisvi says, oh, am I, the Kibin, the ain't noch be mokim tu. Here it's not noch be mokim tu. Here he's going, it would be noch be mokim tu in the mailer. But since it's not noch be mokim tu, it's just going through a mokim tu, that will not help the situation. Elo beis ames begag, ushtei ames barsad remal. Peirish bekuntris. Al gabi tikri shel achsadra, shel bailam acherim. Yoisami beis asoy. That is the shayla. Behashta havalei kamalis. So this is a kamalis. So now the shayla is he permitted to be metalta from this kamalis to this kamalis? Abu toich achsadra, leirot lefosh. Rashi did not want to say that the shayla is permitted to take from the gag inside achsadra. The kivin de mekure loihavi kamalis. That Taisus is bringing down the Mahalach of Rashi. That the reason it is a Kamalist Achsada because it's Yasa mi beis osayim. Tanukiv Lediris, a Taisus says, I saw the Kivin de Mekure, Lehavi Kamalist by Meshu Yasa mi beis osayim. An area that is Mekure, even though it's Yosem Ibeis Hashem, it's Amukif Ladire, does not have a Shem Karfif, Kedemuchach Beperik Oysen Pasendom, a Karfif Yosem Ibeis Hashem, Vekirubo Ibeis Hashem, period. Now, this is a very Yisoidistic Yetoisvis. If you look in the Gemara before, it's not so posh that is Pshat and Toisvis. Grav is a Biraloch Edachsim and Simen Shin Samach Beis. That Klerza Shaila Lamaisa doesn't bring down this Taisvis. In Klerza Shaila, if you have a big storage house that's more than Beis Osayim, it's not Mukif Ladira, if it has a Shem Kalfif, yes, let me Beis Osayim, and he throws in a book, maybe since it's Makur, it's different. He clears it for a Sofi. Al Kaponim, here we have an often a Taisvis. Taisvis says that a davar mekure does not have a din of a kamalis. So therefore, he couldn't clear about the bottom. Miboyle bachsada leshach by kol kach keshem shadiyorim chalukim lamata the last badiyorim kol kach in the pesh bekuntus. Basa hachi boy bechulbe bechazi ledirat vei boy nami begag bechulbe kamoi bachsada. Elosh na kuntres mash for the bechulbe loy boy begag ela bekalka chulbe that the shail will be on the kalka chulbe also. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, as others say, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, and the first loshen of the Gemara, the for the Shaila Brahmi Bachome, and when he clear the Shaila, if he can take from a bias to a gag, if he can take from a gag to an omud, Ben Echnano Pirish, Beis Ameis Begag, Tahavi Rishus Ayochid, Beis Ameis Baomet Shukamul Shaina Gaboya Yud Baruch of Dalit, Tachshiva Legag Rishus Ayochid, Mishum Tamahani Bei Erev Litaltol Bekulai Lehavi Kishar Kamul. So Ben Echnano learned, let us look at picture 26. 26 is speaking about as follows. We have here a bayis, and we have here an omud. The omud is not yud tvochim hai, and the omud is a kamalot. But the bayis is a rishus hayochid. So according to Rabbeinu Hanano, the Gemara said a punk fakert is for it, that it's zichen no shaila, because the omud is a real kamalot. The gag is only also bitul to why? Because it's part milui to the other gag. If they would be ma'arev, it would be an amasar rishus hayochid. So the Gemara holds that a gag to a real kamlus is zichen no shaila, because this is from a rishus hayochid to a kamlus. Not that we have in the Gemara from a kamlus to a rishus hayochid, it's a rishus hayochid to a kamlus. I don't know if this Rabbeinu Hanano stims. We had a Taifis before, and Av Samach Zayin Amid Beis, that Rabbeinu Tam was matter to take out from a Gine more than a Beis Asayim, you're allowed to take out a Mafteyach to a Kamalis. And there the Rabbeinu Tam said that Svore, there Aginim, yes, me basis, I'm Shulkov Ladire is the name of Rishus Hayochid Min HaTorah, because Hazerik Vaseicha is Chayiv. And here you have to take out to a Kamalis. But it could be this is a little better, because here, maybe Taisvis means, because here it could be easier, a Rishus Hayochid. There Lamai said, has that in Kamalis Mid Rabbanon. But here, Al Yedei and Erev, it could become a Rishus Hayochid, so it could be, therefore, this is more chomo than Yeser, Mibes, Osayim, Sheini, Mukif, Ladir.